Hello, Greg Nichols here. How you doing today? Welcome to audio number one of our second product, How to Write Sizzling Hot Email Ad Copy. This one is an interesting one. I put this together approximately 6 or 7 years ago. It's been an interesting seller all through the years. I've sold this to many, many people and helped them with their ad marketing. I want to say a few things about who this can help. This is good for writing email ads. This is good for writing rotator headlines and descriptions. This is good for writing e-zine ads. This is good for writing in forums and communities. So this is what this is understanding words and wording. You know, we kind of live in a word system. I think you'll agree. The newspaper is about words. The television is about words. The politicians and the debates and the spin that they have is all about words and who uses words the best. We see a presidential candidate who's a master of words that has thrust him into the limelight. So you've got to admit, the best marketers use words well. And I've always done this, been good with words. When I came to internet marketing in the 90s, I already had a handle on words and marketing. I was doing different marketing activities. I had studied a lot of marketing, direct marketing. I had studied a lot of advertising marketing. But interestingly, back when I was 21 years old, I got in the real estate business and I had to write ads for houses. And I was a good ad writer for houses, and I kind of honed my skills in ad writing over the years, and until finally my fellow real estate agents used to come to me to help them write their ads for the weekend so that they could make some money, and I would graciously help them. But so anyway, I'm not a novice in ad writing. I do understand principles of ads and marketing, and I understand principles of words. So it's all about using words to your benefit and to the benefit of what you're marketing. This first audio here is all about just increasing your ad skills. Some of my ads say that you can increase your ad skills, your ad writing skills, by 25 or 50% results. And I honestly believe that. I believe that you can do that. You should be on my hot ad copy page. The back office of this product, it says thank you for your purchase at the top. You can see a great big just 10% right there under the titles. And I think you get the point there. You may have read some of this already. I really encourage you to really read this thoroughly and glean what you can from this. There's a lot of information in here that will help you have a better understanding. The whole thing operates here in understanding. I was a realtor for all those years, but there was one year when real estate was so bad. It was 1995. I went out, and my brother was a contractor, and I said, "Do you got any work for me?" And he put me to work pounding nails in construction, carpentry. And as a realtor, I didn't really understand carpentry, but he put me alongside a master carpenter. Now, this guy's name is Glenn, and he was like in his 60s, and he had been a carpenter for like 40 years, and he had so much understanding of his trade. We were doing a remodel, and we were framing it, and I remember how much I learned from him, but I learned that someone with a trade or a skill is nothing to scoff at. The man had more carpentry knowledge in his little finger than I had in my whole brain. And I did learn a lot in just a few short months of being his helper. And I learned something about the trades and about the understanding it takes to work a trade. Now, internet marketing is a trade. And so you're sitting here listening to an audio, someone with understanding
just like I was helping a gentleman who had understanding of carpentry, you're listening to the audio of someone with understanding for ad writing. So I hope you'll listen carefully here, and then I hope you'll also read this writing I have here very carefully. And I do believe your ad, once you're done with this, I do believe you could have it improved by 25, 50, some even 100%. Now, there is a formula down here, and it's possible if you catch what I'm saying by reading, you'll never have to do this formula. But I threw this formula in here for many of you that are more analytical thinkers, because we have both conceptual, philosophical thinkers, that's the kind of person I am, and then we have analytical thinkers. And analytical thinkers have to be shown how something works and see it proven worked. And so that's why I threw this formula in here for those who are analytical, because that gives them the ability to give more thought and more analyzing to the product or the service or the opportunity that they're marketing. And some of you that are more conceptual or more philosophical thinkers, less analytical, you'll probably grasp faster exactly what I'm teaching here. So this is not to market my products, although you may. This is to market anything you're working on. And that's my promise, is that you'll be, if you buy my $10 product here, that you'll be better than you were before in marketing. So I already said we are on a word system, your skill and ability to use words. Maybe I could just give you an example. Let's take my title. What if I had made the title to this product, How to Write Better Ad Copy? Okay, that, now I can see a lot of people thinking that one up, how to write better ad copy. Now put this one right next to it. How to write sizzling hot email ad copy. Do you see the difference? How to write better ad copy, or how to write sizzling hot email ad copy. Now, I changed 10 or 20% of the wording, but it gives it 100% more impact. And then look at the next line at the top. It says the one and only sizzling ad formula in existence. There's more colorful words. There's a sharp, strong statement. And this is what I'm talking about, how you use your words. So you don't have a lot of, just like I say in this first paragraph here, you do not have a lot of time to capture people's attentions. So you better know the meaning and the significance of headlines. I think I do this clearly in here. Newspapers and us and internet marketing are really in the same category. We have to capture people with a headline so that they'll come back and read some of our text, and then finally make a decision and go to the website we want them to go to. Now, again, this can work good for rotators if you get the opportunity to put one hot line in or title that is very, very, very exciting to people. So, over Traffic Swarm, and I think here's a good one more good nugget about Traffic Swarm, is they give you a title line and they give you a description line with more to say. If you read this, you'll be better over at Traffic Swarm, because you'll be able to come up with better descriptions and better titles for your Traffic Swarm projects. Now, I just looked in the back office of Traffic Swarm, and I have in there as one of my titles, How to Write Sizzling Hot Ad Copy. I have that as one of my titles, and I just noticed it's early in the morning. I already have 10 clicks on that, and everything else has one or two clicks. So, you know, Traffic Swarm is not even Steven. Everything's going to get equal clicks. Maybe some of you click everything on the page before you leave it at Traffic Swarm, but not everybody does that. Some people call for a new page after they click the ones they want to see. In fact, if you watch the guy at Traffic Swarm, the owner, his lessons, he shows people to do that. Just click what interests you and move on. So some of those poor sites of traffic swarm are left unlooked at. And why would they be left unlooked at? Because they have a blasé, boring, no-go type of wording in their title and description. So now you can see why I told you in the traffic swarm audios that you should have beefed up, interesting descriptions and headlines. So that will help you with traffic swarm, but this will also help you with emails. And in particular, when I say emails, I'm talking mainly about solo ads. SmartList is a very good place to advertise as a safe list, and those are not solo ads, but you can get a SmartList ad run for $5.95 by the owner of Herculist. So SmartList is an 8,600 member safe list. I use it very heavily. I run it I market to it myself using a bulk mailer, but it's not easy using a bulk mailer on that for me because I have to get it past my servers. I have two servers that have shot me down on using bulk email, so I can only send a little bit out at a time on bulk mailer. So I let it go over the night, through the night, and usually I'm marketing through the night on bulk mailing. But what happens is you can go right over there, and I think he'll send SmartList out for you twice for $5.95, and that's a deal, because with these products you could probably make some money to pay for that and give you a little profit. So I'm mostly talking about solo ads, though, because like I've already said to you in a past audio, a lot of these safe lists are just dumping your emails on junk email addresses. You know that going in. You know that's the way it is. And that's not effective. These people are not reading your emails. It's very rare that you get hits from most kinds of safe lists. It's very rare to get hits unless you're using their solo ad. But these solo ads are expensive, but the best solo ad is at Global Safe List, and it's priced at $18.95. And then there's a solo ad at Herculus, and they have a half off special right now for $24.95, or you can get two sends from the owner of Herculus for $49. These solo ads are great. The heaviest hitters are using these solo ads heavily, and you know they are. Mostly Gifting is using solo ads. Then you have Planet X Mail. They have a $59 solo ad that's supposed to go out to quite a few people. And then there's more solo ads, and I have a list of them somewhere. I'll make sure you get it if you've purchased my products. I think it might be over at the Internet Gold Rush, our $20 product. So anyway, solo ads is where you get to use this knowledge of ad writing. And let's just talk about a main principle of internet ad writing and email ad writing and rotator ad writing, writing for the forums, writing for communities. What a lot of people never catch is that it's not about them. So you read some ads that are very poor, and they're writing all about themselves. And then you also need to understand, you can take this one step further, it is not about you. I mean, it's not about your product, is what I meant to say. It's not about your product or your service. You're trying to make people interested in your product when they're only interested in their own. No, you need to take this one step further, and you'll be on the right vein of truth to be an effective ad writer and word user, and that is this. It's about your customer's needs. That's an effective ad writer. It's not about you. It's not about your product. It's about your customer's needs. So when you start realizing that your target market out there, marketers, who are not eager to read your ads, they're only eager to market and give you their ads, you need to understand that if they see something that could meet their needs or desires in one of your ads, something that could spike their interest for a moment, they're going to follow it. They're going to pursue it. They're going to look at it. So, you know, what is the biggest need online? More traffic. Hits and traffic. That's the biggest need.
the next biggest need, and you could probably make this synonymous with the first need I just gave you, is people need money. They need money big time. It's a money-driven system that we're in here, and so if you have a way to get them money, if you have a way to get them traffic, these are the biggest needs online. I mean, you might have a bottle of pills that you market, and I'm not putting that down. I think nutritional products are great, but if you're trying to push your pills on people, they don't need more pills. They need to know how to make money, and they need to know how to get traffic. So if you have a way to get to people and tell them and show them how you can help them make money and leave your pills out of it, then you're going to be in a much better position, you know, to make a sale of those pills. If you can show them a way, like give them a free report that helps them get traffic, then you're going to be in a better position to get leads. Here's an idea: sell my products starting with the $6.95 product, and the people you sell to, there's a lead for your pills. So I'm just throwing out ideas here. We talked about my ad title. We talked about this being a word system. We talked about how it's not about you and it's not about your product, but it's about your customer's needs. Now let me just talk about headlines and text. This is all in the writing here, so if you read this writing, you will get a lot here that I'm not going to say on this audio, and I'm also saying things on this audio that is not in this writing. So you have a very complete package here between the audio and between the writing. Headlines are everything. The newspaper people know that. The television people know it. The news people know it. Top internet marketers know that headlines are everything, grabbing people. So you need to get your headlines to be succinct and colorful and embellishing things. If you go into my ad formula down there, there's one assignment I give you, and this is it. I have you in a few sentences say, if you could say anything about this offer that was over the line and full of hype, and you probably wouldn't say it, that this just is just a worksheet for offers, ads, go ahead, what would you say? Be openly, blatantly obnoxious here. This is a worksheet only. I think you get where I'm going with this. Over the top wording. Why not? You know, just don't break any laws. Just don't do what some people do, like, you know, sex over here, or you have made a sale. I mean, some of these things are fraudulent. Some of them are poor taste. But you know what? If you can say anything over the top that is this side of, that is legal, that is not in bad taste, but is, you know, let it be hypeful if you want. Because I'm telling you, people hate hype, but, you know, hype is how the best marketers do everything, is they hype everything they're doing. In politics, they call it spin. In marketing, we call it hype. You're going to have to be a little bit hypeful, and this is your paragraph to do that. It's down there under section 1 in writing the ads, number J. So you might want to do this formula. I think it might help you to pull what you're looking for out of your project, service, or opportunity that you're marketing, and then the idea is you can come back around and put it in a content form that makes a very top ad. And you can actually make two or three ads based on this content. Jumble them around. Come up with three ads off of this formula and then jumble them around so that you have three alternate ads that you're always sending. And then if you wear out the public on those three ads, you can come back and write two fresh ones off of this same content. I wouldn't take this little formula lightly. This is a way to pull the content out of your projects. Now, I've given you help here on how to be better ad writers, how to have more perspective. So what I'd like you to do is tune in to audio 2 as soon as it's up there on this website, and you'll be able to get more specific for marketing how to write hot sizzling ad copy, stealth internet marketing, and the internet gold rush. But we'll be talking specifically about headlines and ads for this particular product. Okay? And if you're not going to market this particular product, you might listen anyway for the ad principles you get, because you can take what I teach my people that are going to be my affiliates and you can work it into different projects on the internet. I don't know if you figured this out, but it isn't really about specific products and projects and services as much as this is about using sound principles and knowing and understanding the right principles. Anyway, thank you. God bless you. Have a great day.